$1 million. And if you look at the NIH funding within these individuals, you can see it ramps up to a substantial amount of NIH funding. Now, one individual, Chancellor Alan Mears, addressed earlier today is Jerry Krishnan. Jerry's a recruit from Johns Hopkins and the University of Chicago to our healthcare system team as the Associate VP for Population Health Science. And although he's only been here for 4 months, he's led two very important initiatives for us. One initiative is that, as many of you might know, the city decided to get out of the city clinic business and has put an RFA to in anticipation of closing down 7 clinics within the city. Jerry led a very thoughtful process involving all the health science colleges, our Model Square Federally Qualified Health Center entity, in deliberations to evaluate the merits of these, in fact, 7 city clinics that were that are on the verge of closing. But we decided during the course of that process that the Inglewood Neighborhood Clinic was a good fit for our mission. We already have a presence there. We had midwives there. We provide prenatal and pediatric care there as well. And although the finances of the city clinics is a little bit challenging and perhaps a cause for slight anxiety, it's definitely mission-centric for us. And we submitted a proposal to compete for this clinic, and we were awarded this this proposal. And so we will be staffing the Inglewood Neighborhood Clinic in the very, very near future. The other big initiative that Dr. Krishnan led as associate VP in the VPHA office is something that was mentioned in the healthcare committee at our last meeting in December, which is the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services Healthcare Innovation Challenge. The CMS has put out $1 billion aside to entertain proposals to test transformative models of healthcare delivery. And you know, each of these are up to $30 million over a 3-year period of time. We engaged a process across the campuses, across each of our regional campuses as well, and in identifying potential projects that would fit this particular challenge. Through the course of these deliberations, multiple town hall meetings, a lot of meetings and interrogation of expertise, we've arrived at 4 proposals through a vetting process that was very unique and informative. 4 proposals as shown here that we will be submitting within the next week or so. Just as an example of that, for example, the project from the College of Nursing, led by the College of Nursing for $30 million here, is one that has a very nurse-centric model of healthcare delivery. And this is a project that's very innovative and involves participation by each of the regional campuses in Peoria, Rockford, and Urbana, as well as multiple colleges on our campus. Additional projects as shown here are looking at high users of our emergency room. It is led by Stephen Brown in the College of Medicine, also involving multiple colleges here in the health science on the Chicago campus, as well as other campuses. And Denise Hines leads one in coordinated care for dialysis patients. And then finally, a very, very innovative dental and mental care proposal for children led by Ben Van Voorhees. So this is a very great outcome. And the reason I bring this up is that if you look at the very top, the announcements for proposals was in November. The due date is in January. And only because I think we have this sort of infrastructure to allow us to have this sort of academic and healthcare vetting, were we able to come up with such thoughtful projects to submit. Now, one of the things that are very challenging about trying to address health disparities in our communities, not only in Chicago but around the state, is the fact that the good epidemiologic data is actually quite lacking in health disparities in at-risk populations. I think many of you may be very well aware of a you know, landmark epidemiologic study called the Framingham Heart Study. This was a study in Massachusetts that was focused on cardiovascular health. It's been running for about 60 years. It's clearly a seminal and highly impactful study, but it is a study of primarily non-Hispanic Caucasians. And similar information for our at-risk populations that we serve, Latinos and African Americans, is actually not very plentiful and in very short supply. For the Latino population, it's probably the only large cohort that's being followed out there is called the Study of Latinos, or the SOL study. 4 cities are involved. Chicago is one of those sites. And what we